The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us. Chad, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. Excited for the 4th of July weekend.
Oh, that's right. It is. How did this just creep up on us? I'm telling you.
It's flying by.
God, you know what? And okay, so I get to ask you, what about all our animals? They get so nervous, right? What do we do? Just leave them in the house, make sure they're in the house?
You know, there's several things. You always close up all your windows and your doors. Don't leave any doggy doors open, anything like that. And then if you leave the house, turn up a radio, turn up your TV.
Block the noise. Oh, good idea.
And if you have a dog that has really bad anxiety, you know, you can use a crate.
Oh.
Or you can lock them in a smaller space like a bathroom. That way they feel a little, dogs actually enjoy the smaller space. The bigger the space, usually the bigger the anxiety.
Oh, wow. Good. Okay, great. See, you always have good stuff to say. All right, for anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Chad. And, of course, Tom is getting our guest on. And for anybody that doesn't know Chad Atkins, he is the founder of PawWorks. And if you haven't visited any of their boutiques, or if you're looking for a new animal, dog,
your
cat,
new best friend.
Right? I know. And you know what? They truly are unconditional in every way. But not only that, is Chad just goes the extra mile. I'm telling you, there's so many things that we want you to be involved with. And so we'll talk a little bit about that. I do want to remind everybody that is tuning in right now that we have, we're all the way here till 8 o'clock. We've got two amazing shows. And again, if you miss any part of this, you can listen to our podcast, and that is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. Also, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We invite you to call in, and not only to win gifts and different things that we have, events that we're sponsoring and that we're working with, but also to hear what we have to say. So we would love to share that with all of you. The other thing we want to say is follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you know what? Stay with us through all of our stuff so that we can you can be a part of everything that we're doing. We do lots of giveaways on Facebook too. So again, we always like to start our show with a moment of meditation
happiness.
Motivation. I mean, that's what is always start your morning with motivation. Start your day in a positive way. And mine today is there are so many beautiful reasons to be happy. Sometimes we just, you know, it's like, God, just get past all that stuff and make sure that you're looking at the brighter side. And that, of course, is what our show is about, the brighter side of life. Today, joining us is Alex Packer, and he is the author of How Rude, and it's a teen guide to good manners, proper behavior, and not grossing people out.
Lovely.
You weren't one of those kind of kids, were you?
I actually was not.
I can't even imagine.
But
I
have an 8-year-old boy that possibly could be one of those.
See, isn't that funny? Yeah, I got a couple of those boys too. So, all right. And then joining us today is Darren Selfridge, and he's going to be speaking on Compass Consulting. And so I'm really excited to hear more about that. Again, our phone number is 419-0008, 419-0008. We are going to be talking about Project Understanding, and they are going to be coming on, and they've got a new location here in Ventura, and it's going to be July 7th is their open house, and so definitely we want to hear a little bit about that. It's right off of Johnson, right over here, 2734 Johnson Drive, Suite E, and big party there. That's what they do, and it's a great organization, and I'd love to share that with you. Tom, you want to talk about all of our great giveaways?
Now let's start with Famous Dave's, 20 years of Texas beef brisket done the right way on Sea Glass Way in Oxnard. We also have Paul Martin's seasonal and delicious menu. It features free range and natural meats along with poultry, located in the promenade at Westlake Village. Lure Fish House, experience their top tier seafood complete with fresh local produce, 60 South California Street, Ventura. The Veggie Grill has a variety of healthy choices from chicken wraps to fish tacos. Along with that, Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, whose quality ingredients range from sustainable seafood to freshly made salsa off North Rose Avenue in Oxnard. Pete's Breakfast House, they have a hearty breakfast with the freshest ranch eggs and farm produce. That's in town at 2055 East Main Street, Ventura. Urbane Cafe, a healthy gourmet brunch located at 4960 Telephone Road, Ventura. The Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar, visit the cocktail bar for a midday lunch break. Town Center Drive in Oxnard. And finally, Donuts, Rolling Pin Donuts. It's the best, located on Las Posas Road in Camarillo.
There you go. Do you like donuts as much as Tom and I do?
I do, but my love handles don't.
Yeah, I get it. Trust me, I know.
We won't say anything bad about the donut because they're delightful, but
yes,
you got a point.
No,
we would just run. Okay, we'll run to Rolling Pin. That's how
there you go. It's like, yeah, get some exercise while you're going, right?
And
go
then ahead. You burn off. Yeah, and we have some amazing great events coming up. We have Studio Channel Islands is hosting Summer Art Camp from July 11th to August 5th and Gala Art a la Mode on August 13th. Also, we have come check out Elite's Theater, Agatha's Christie, The Mousetrap, playing from June 3rd to July 3rd, located on Victoria Avenue in Oxnard. And I believe we have two tickets for
that.
You can call right now at 805-419-0008. Again, 805-419-0008. Give your name, number, and email, and one of our team members will call you back.
There you go. Perfect. All right. We want to hear from everybody out there. And I'm telling you, you just go into a big drawing, and so we pick lots of names. So definitely give us a call. All right. Let's bring our first guest on, Alex Packer. Alex, are you there?
I am here.
How are you?
I am fine. I guess I better be on my best behavior.
Why? You don't want to be rude? No. How did you get that name? How Rude?
Well, it was just an expression that I had heard, and I thought it summarized what you encountered every time you went out in public.
I love it. I love it. Is this your first book, or do you have some others?
I've written 10 books for parents and teenagers and teachers. This, I think, is my favorite
book. Oh, okay. And let me ask you, so what is your background?
I'm a psychologist.
Okay.
I specialize in adolescents. I've also been a school headmaster and, substance abuse prevention, kind of parenting, family relationships.
Wow. You kind of nailed it all right there. Like, you've experienced it all. And what a great thing. I've got four kids. Chad's got one and Tom's got two. And now I've got grandchildren. You know, they're so little. And you know, it's funny because they just come out so sweet. And what happens, our environment makes us anxious, makes us, you know, scared, makes us maybe, you know, not so nice because we've already got our walls put up. And so when you wrote this book, is this more for the parents or is it more for the children?
The book is written for a teenage audience or tweens if they're, you know, good readers. But I felt that adults have dropped the ball. I mean, if you just look around, there are so many oblivious, obnoxious, rude adults. And typically we turn to adults and cultural institutions to teach kids manners. So if they're not doing it, I felt I needed to address kids directly.
Wow, that's great. And so what qualifies, you know, you to be a manners guru, because I love that. You know, I think that so many people, we've lost our touch as far as etiquette. And I think we need to get that back, you know, please and thank yous and respect in our families.
Well, absolutely. I mean, apart from my own impeccable manners and having had my mouth washed out with soap as a child, I think I'm qualified because I do have very broad experience in human behavior, you know, psychology, education, parenting. And I was also raised by parents who could not hear a request unless it began with please or may I. And as a teenager, I went to a high school, which valued manners. We had to wear ties. We had to show respect to our teachers. And I've done a lot of traveling, so I really have a sense of the diversity of rudeness the human species is capable of. I'm pathologically prompt.
So when you know, it's funny. Okay, so when I just have to ask you this question, because then I can really judge a person. All right, so are you 15 minutes early or are you a couple minutes early?
I am a couple minutes early.
Okay.
Because
okay.
Coming too early can be rude. Like if you come to a party that's billed for starting at 7 and you show up at 6:30, that's rude to the host.
Yeah, no. But as an appointment, you know, you kind of want to be prepared, because what if you're getting lost? What if you're, you know what I mean? There's just things that happen. Do you agree?
Absolutely. I always allow time for traffic jams, for getting lost. When I'm in the L.A. region, I usually multiply that time fivefold, and then I show up on time.
There you go, Tom.
Well, they've told us to get there really early, but wait in your car.
Absolutely,
because if
yeah.
you wait in the lobby, they could be saying you're here at 7:30 for an 8, and that can get a little weird for people.
Exactly.
So wait somewhere else is what I've been told.
Right, and so then you just walk in at perfect timing.
You notice I'm quiet during
this. Okay, yeah, so come on, Chad. What's your thought
so
on
late.
This? Okay,
you're are the you... late guy.
I try not to be, and you know, it there's never a system to this as I try. Between an 8-year-old... 7 dogs at the house, and then running an animal rescue, and you never know what you're getting into. I have to say, I tend to be late, and I try not to be, and it's never my intention. But sometimes I'm early
by
5 minutes.
And some people think that you don't value their time.
You are correct.
You know, and so
I'm apologizing a lot.
I know, and I used to do that. I'd be like, oh God, there was like so much traffic, and then I was like, this is so stressful for me. I'm gonna just sit here and go, okay. I need to leave 15 minutes earlier. And so I get there and I kind of,
I do have to say that I thank God for technology because you can
I'm
text.
I'm running late. I'd be there
exactly,
in 5.
You can text
people
and you can give them a little heads up more than, you know, used to in the day, people just sitting there looking at their watches.
Yeah, that would be my dad. My dad was like, if you were 15 minutes, if you were on time, then that was like you were late.
Yeah.
So that's why I was trying to get a feel for our guest here, Alex J. Packer. And, of course, he is the author of How Rude. It's the Teen Guide to Good Manners, proper behavior and not grossing people out. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Now, Alex, do you think people's manners are getting worse? And I kind of think that, do you?
Well, I definitely do, and I did a survey when I was writing the book of parents and teachers and kids, and 75% of the parents and teachers I surveyed believe that teenagers and adults today are less polite than were teens and adults a generation ago.
Wow. You know, it's funny because I remember my grandmother was so etiquette. Everything was thank you. And of course, and she's from England. I don't know if that made any difference, but, you know, she was very polite, very conscientious. And then my mom the same way.
Yeah.
I'm probably dwindling it down by, you know, but I think it really, you know, I think even if we're in a hurry or if we're in business, it's just, so, you know, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah.
I really appreciate your time.
I agree with you, but I also think we have created it as a culture. So I don't think we can blame the teenagers and I don't think we can blame the young adults. I mean, I think it just has been a progression with technology. I mean, how many people are constantly on their phone? I know I'm one of them because I'm running a business. So, you know, iPads, computers, we're constantly using our technology, whether we have an earpiece in. So I think we have also created it. So we can't like point the finger at one person.
Right. I totally agree. And are you with us, Alex?
I am. I mean, it's important to recognize that there are many, many polite teenagers. You know, people often say to me, well, how do you convince teenagers to be polite? Well, you don't have to. 99% of the teens I surveyed recognize that it's important to have good manners.
Right.
And I think they realize that with good manners, they're going to come out on top. Kids with good manners make others feel good, and people who feel good are more likely to give them a job, to agree to their requests, to enjoy their company.
You know what I find also is that a lot of times nowadays, people don't take their kids with them as much, whether it be restaurants or to social events, so they don't get the exposure they need. I mean, my son goes with me everywhere, and he goes into restaurants, and he'll sit down for a two-hour you know, dinner with us because we're in a social setting and it's always please, thank you. We'll let him order, but he has to look at the waiter. So we don't do that a lot, I think, nowadays with our kids. We're so busy that we're always, you know, going in different directions or they're at the babysitter and we go to dinner or we go to the social setting and they're not used to the event, where I think parents didn't have that back in, you know, even 10, 20 years ago.
Right. I totally agree. Yeah. So let me ask you, again, Alex, you know, can you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break, but will you hang with us?
Absolutely.
You got it. All right, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008.
And let's give away two more tickets. Let's do Come Support the Ghostly Evening Movie Fundraiser.
Ooh.
On July 20th. See a private viewing of the new Ghostbusters movie at the Movie Co. Theaters in Thousand Oaks. That's July 20th. We have two tickets to give away. 805-419-0008. Again, 805-419-0008. Give your name, number, email, and a team member will call you back.
Oh, there you go. And you know what? I'm just looking at proceeds help the undeserved access needed pet support.
I know. I saw that.
See?
Anything for the animals.
I know. I tell you, so many people are, I love that. We will do that right now. Again, our phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
That's a great, we were just talking about this in our break here. And again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Alex Packer, and we're talking about How Rude, that is his book, The Teen Guide to Good Manners, Proper Behavior and Not Grossing People Out. And Chad was saying, you know, Alex, that a lot of kids won't look you in the eye, and even a lot of adults. I mean, yeah, that kind of freaks me out if people,
and
you know.
I think it's a confidence thing, but if you don't, you know, I always, my son does that too. He'll look away, and I'm like, no, look him in the eye, look him in the eye.
Oh, that's so, such a great thing.
I
me
think
too,
it's a,
yeah,
a confidence thing.
Totally. Self-esteem?
Yes.
Alex, what's your thought?
Well, it can be that. It can also be that they're just not taught that that's a polite way to relate to people. I mean, the culture as a whole, we're just experiencing a total manners meltdown.
Mm.
And there are so many forces that are contributing to this. I mean, you certainly have the technologies where people are buried in their phones. You know, you ask millennials today about their significant other, and they'll show you their smartphone. And the media, you know, there's so much mean and narcissistic behavior that's presented as entertainment. The concept of sacrifice for the common good seems to have died out. We've got families under great strain. They're stressed out. They're fearful. A lot of the institutions like schools and churches are also feeling strain, and they're no longer teaching these types of things. So it's not surprising when you put all this together that as a culture we are seeing civility drift away.
Yeah, and communication.
Yeah.
Right? So let me ask you, what are the five most important manners parents should teach their children or teach their, you know, I mean, their family, really?
Well, it all begins with character traits.
Mm.
You start by emphasizing the importance of kindness and respect and responsibility. And a lot of that comes from teaching empathy, putting yourself into the position and the feelings of other people. And when I surveyed parents and asked them, you know, what manners would you like your kids to know, the magic words, that was first, please, thank you, you're welcome. I mean, so much can be gained from so little there.
Right. And
the number one complaint parents had is when their kids use electronic devices in inappropriate ways at inappropriate times. That was just by far the greatest complaint. Good table manners, they said, because first impressions are very important. Don't interrupt and don't say hurtful things. But, you know, you can just go on and on to other behaviors, like thank you notes, looking people in the eye. That was mentioned by many, many parents. Kids cleaning up after themselves. If you've got kids in the house, you know all about that one, I'm sure.
Right, right. Definitely. And now what about, you know, it's interesting because I have teenagers now and they walk in and some kids never talk to you, never. And then there's some kids like, hi, Mrs. Pagano, how are you today? You know, and, you know, there you could just feel the difference of, you know, parenting.
Absolutely. And parents have a lot of complaints when their children's friends come to visit. You know, kids who just walk in and raid the refrigerator and don't say hello and leave their belongings around and don't know when it's time to leave.
So I have a question. Okay, and I've got three men here. Okay, when you walk into somebody else's house, were you ever taught to just walk up to the refrigerator and open it?
Oh, Lord, no.
I know, Tom.
I might as well go into their bedroom and open their...
See?
It would not
Me neither, but there's some...
Even good friends, that would be
Isn't
so
that me neither.
Top.
I would never,
it's like
you know.
Stealing practice.
I know. Yeah, no. Or if somebody left their purse, I would open just to see, okay, whose is this? But I would never be like, oh, let me... There's just... Isn't that weird? There's some people that are totally different. What's your thought on that, Alex?
Well, a primary principle of polite behavior is to respect the person and property and privacy of other people. So, you know, you can never come up with enough rules for the thousands of possible human behaviors. So you have to think of it in these general principles. So absolutely, looking in someone's purse or drawers or wallet, very, very inappropriate.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, I don't understand. But anyways, now here's the one thing, you know, I feel like we are our kids' examples. We are their cheerleaders. And sometimes parents say the most hurtful things to their kids. And what's your, you know, I mean, we've been at sports before and you know, maybe somebody doesn't do as well. And they're like, oh my God, why'd you do that? You know? How? What is that? Is that our inner, are we living through our children or are we, you know, disappointed because they're not as good as we thought they were? What's your thought on that?
Well, I think we have to start by recognizing that parenting is the hardest job on earth. So parents can't be perfect all the time, and sometimes the stresses they are experiencing can influence how they relate to their own kids. And you're right. I mean, parents can say all sorts of hurtful things without meaning to. You know, when you say to your child, how can you be so dumb?
Yeah.
Don't you ever think, how can I ever trust you again? I wish I'd never had you. You know, we've all heard those and maybe even said those types of things. And those phrases are so hurtful to kids.
Wow.
So we just have to realize as parents that, you know, the pressures and worries we're feeling may influence the way we relate to kids. So it's really important to try not to say those hurtful things.
So again, Alex, and I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a beautiful way here on the Kim Pagano Show. Your book, How Rude, The Teen Guide to Good Manners, Proper Behavior, and Not Grossing People Out. And of course, it's expert advice on texting, tweeting, cell phones, roommates, bullying, breakups, jerks, hugging, thanking, and lots more. What are we going to find in this great book? It seems like you've really covered everything.
Well, I tried to.
Yeah.
One reason the book is so long, and people said to me, you can't have a book for teenagers 500-some pages long. And I said, well, it has to be that long because there's so much to cover.
Right.
And the book actually won an award for reluctant readers. So that made me feel very, very good that kids of all reading levels and interests can just dip in and out of the book wherever they find the topic of interest.
Wow, I love it. I'm looking at one, Alex, that I just opened up to, and it says, let's see, are you shedding? Permission to enter your side of the room, okay? And what's so important about making your bed? I think it's a total waste of time. I get this all the time, and you know, you're only going to unmake it again.
Oh, it drives me crazy.
I know. So I love that. It really quick. Tell us what we're going to find in that one.
Well, kids are always saying that. Why do I have to make my bed? And one of the principles I try to follow with families is, you know, if you're fortunate enough that your kids can have their own space, within reason, let them keep that space the way they want. You know, when mutant regenerative food growths start appearing, you've gone over the line. But short of that, you know, let kids follow their own instincts, and making or not making a bed could be one of those. But when they're in the public space of the house, then they have to follow the standards of the parents.
Right. And I really think that everything kind of stems from having boundaries. You know, I mean, you can't one day say, don't sit here and don't do this. And then the next day, you know, so you have to have kind of similar boundaries every single day. Do you agree?
Yes. I mean, boundaries, of course, are situational. And I make the point to kids that manners can vary with the context. You know, if you're with your friends in the basement, it's okay to have a belching contest. If you're at church or at your parents' office party, that would not be a good thing to do.
I love it. Where can we find your book?
The book is available through the publisher, Free Spirit, at freespirit.com. And, of course, Amazon and the other online book marketplaces would all have.
Okay, perfect. All right, great. And let me ask you, give us one tip that through all of these things that you've learned, one tip that can really make a difference in a family's life.
One act of kindness a day.
Wow. That's
for kids to do and for parents to do.
Okay, very good. That's a great tip. I mean, so many of us, you know, help somebody across the street, help somebody that's, you know, getting out of their car. There's just so many little things that we can do. I really appreciate you being on our show. I'd love to have you back. I think this is so important for our kids and our future because you could see we're getting a little wild out there. And, you know, it's a little scary. I hear things all the time and, you know, it scares me for my children, my grandchildren. So again, Alex Packer, thank you so much. How Rude, The Teen Guide to Good Manners, and so much more. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. And we're going to take a really quick break. Chad, I know you want to do it.
Before we do that, let's give away two more tickets to Rubicon Theaters presenting James and the Giant Peach from July 7th to July 10th. Don't forget to get your tickets if you don't want them here at rubicontheater.org. Call 805-419-0008. 805-419-0008. Give your name, number, email, and a team member will call you back.
There you go. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Take a moment, and we'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor Fisherman's Wharf provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Catch the Elite Series main stage show In the Midst of All That Is Good, a captivating drama on confronting past betrayals, frauds, and public humiliations, playing July 22nd through August 21st. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, please call 805-483-5118. That's 805-483-5118. Or visit www.elitetheater.org.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us right now here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, I have Chad. Winds Over Camarillo is hosting their annual air show from August 20th to August 21st at the Camarillo Airport off Daly Drive. Don't miss out on those awesome airplanes. And I have two tickets to give away. Call 805-419-0008. 805-419-0008. Give your name, number, email, and a team member will call you back.
So, other prizes include.
Other prizes include. We have two gift certificates to Veggie Grill to give away. Also, two gift certificates to Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill. Remember, call 805-419-0008. Name, number, and an email, and somebody will call you back.
Just say, may I please have, and yes. Everything will be okay.
Absolutely.
So I just wanted to say this because you were pointing out the politeness thing. When my kids, and this is why it's scary, we're not super anything. We just insist that they say that. So yes. When people say, oh, it's not a miracle, it's what you teach them to do. We have been to so many places, going back to the politeness conversation that we had. And it actually worries me because when we're in some places and they say something like, oh, your kids are so well behaved, one, I take it as a compliment. But on the other hand, it's almost like, well, why aren't the others? I mean, it's no big deal. I just say, Cole and Aubrey, this is how we do it. And they say, okay, then that's how they are.
Authoritize. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So. And it's one of those things. You ask them to do that. And they do it. There's no miracle here. It's really funny.
You know, that's my one son's downfall. We've taught him to be not argumentative, but have a voice. And sometimes, you know, as they get older, it's great and they become adults. But as kids, you're just like, just say yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, they just
time and place for everything,
yes,
right?
That's right.
Bam. That's it.
That's it, a time and place.
Cool,
yeah.
You know. This isn't the time or the place. But having polite kids, I think, is rather easy. And I tell them, you know, when you're out and about goofing around with your friends, blow up and go crazy. But when you're here,
well,
this is how you do
it. That's basically what Alex just said. Yeah. So, all right. Well, we do have our next guest, and I'm really excited to learn more about what he does, Darren Selfridge from Compass Consulting. Darren, are you there?
I am.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, I wish you were in here. I'm sorry about that, I tell you, but we'll get you back in here again.
Life happens.
Oh, I say that all the time. Life happens.
Yes,
you got to roll with the punches. Okay. So anyways, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life and, of course, the Kim Pagano Show. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'll give the abbreviated story. I'm in the 30 to 60 year old range.
That's a big range.
God, that's good. I'm going to start saying that.
I'm a Californian, born and raised, raised in San Fernando Valley. I have two wonderful parents. I have a great brother who's a really successful attorney, and a wonderful wife, Jenny, and dogs and cats and good friends. And
okay, you're not mentioning any kids, so you don't have kids.
Well, I like to think that I do.
Yes, four-legged kids.
Okay, I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. I was really paying attention, you know, so I wanted to make sure. I'm like, okay, he doesn't have kids. So,
yes.
Yeah.
So Darren, yeah. Compass Consulting, tell us what you do and when you started and where you're located.
Okay, Compass Consulting is our main company. We're an IT consulting and managed services firm. We've always been located right in central Camarillo and serve primarily the Ventura County area, but also a little bit of Santa Barbara and Los Angeles. And we serve anything from small to medium business all the way up to large corporate and in some cases public companies. We're really a full service firm with a lot of deep experience with software engineering and network engineering. We also operate a co-located cloud services company at a data center in Agoura Hills, as well as push out, Amazon Web Services and things of that nature. So that's what
IT, that's, it's not the glamorous lifestyle, but what is different about your company compared to most besides, that you give back to the community?
Well, we've been fortunate to be, successful for a long period of time here, and we've tried to use that success to help both human and animal welfare organizations in the area. We did something interesting a couple years ago. And it's a little bit unique for an IT company, I think, but I had a history of photography and videography. It was kind of my first foray into entrepreneurialism, and I took a left turn back then, but I always wanted to get back into it. So we opened up a subsidiary of Compass Consulting named 112 Productions, and it's a graphic design, marketing, videography, photography, complete social media marketing wing of our company. We had some pretty unique talent within the company, and so it kind of made sense considering all of the, the software and web work that we do. We needed that, so this allows us to do that in-house and kind of control the process better. But we've been able to use those services to do gratis work for some of the organizations in the community, like United Parents, who do just a great job helping special needs kids and families that a lot of which are single parent families and really need help and resources and guidance, and they can come to that to do that. So we do some video marketing for them.
And you do a little bit for PawWorks, is that correct?
Yeah, well, a little bit. I heard a little bit, right?
Yeah, I think PawWorks is really our parent company. working with PawWorks has been the greatest thing we've ever done. We're so thrilled to be involved with them. Animal welfare means so much to us. Just about everybody under our roof here has pets of their own and feel deeply about them. And the work that PawWorks has done, is just extraordinary. Chad, you and Christina have just amazed me just about every day.
Wait,
and
he's not being able to fit in the room anymore.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. But everybody says that, and I love that about you. And you know what I love, Darren, is you're so in line with our show, because really that's what we want to do here, and that's what we are doing, is just reaching out to every, nonprofit that we can have a voice in and really help out. And I love what you're...
I think you find your passion and what you're really, really good at, and then you help others succeed with that.
Absolutely.
And if you can give back to your community, I mean, there's nothing that feels better.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, definitely. I love that. I do want to remind anybody that's just joining us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'm Kim. I'm here with Chad. And, of course, we're talking with Darren Selfridge. And we're talking about Compass Consulting. And I understand that you've always had an entrepreneur spirit. Care to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think I got that. I know I got that from my father, it's just something that's always been burning deep inside of me. Like I said, I did try to go out on my own with a special events photography business, but I was far too young and far too naive about the whole process that it didn't go so great. I took great pictures, but I couldn't make the business go. So I ended up spending some time in supermarket information technology arena, sometime meaning about 20 years, and then I kind of got a wild hair and decided that I just would throw all that away and start my own company, and I really credit that Kenny, who kept telling me, what's the worst that could happen?
That's like the brighter side of life right there. You know, so many of us don't live our dreams because we're so afraid of what might happen. But what about what might not happen? And we just need to kind of have a voice, listen to our hearts, and walk forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love it. Look where it's taken you now. So so talk to us about if a listener wants to use your business, how would you be able to help them?
We can help them in many ways. You know, if you're a small business or a medium-sized business or you're just starting out, we offer, you know, what you might think of as a typical managed services offerings where we can engineer new networks for you, get equipment in there for you, get everything configured. If you're looking for more mobility and solutions like hosted desktops where you don't really actually have to have the equipment inside the house and you don't have to pay all those upfront costs for, you know, computers and servers and server racks and all the inside infrastructure that you need. We can, you know, the offerings that we have now in our cloud are just fantastic. And you can literally run your Windows desktop or your Mac desktop from your iPhone if you needed to.
Mm.
You know, we have a whole array of that. We also have a deep software engineering expertise that really is that's where I came from and how I started the company. So, you know, we're capable of large-scale software implementations, anything ranging from $5,000 to $500,000. We regularly do that work. We have a full staff of software engineers. So if you're looking for, you know, sometimes off-the-shelf software just doesn't cut it. You know, everybody's business is unique, and it's hard to find a piece of commercial software that does it the way you want to do it and sets you apart and uses your proprietary processes to make you more competitive. So we are, expert at defining what your requirements are, developing the software from the ground up, and implementing something that is ends up being a complete business management application for your company. And that's all done in the cloud, web-based. There's no software to install on your computers or anything like
that
anymore. Wow, that's
great. Darren, we need to take a really quick break so we can mention all of our great sponsors. Will you stay with us?
Absolutely.
When we come back, I want to talk about, you know, just really being safe on the internet and how we can keep all of our, you know, everything's in the cloud. What does that really mean? Are we all our stuff up there together? You know, I would love to learn a little bit more about that. Would you be able to help us with that?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. I do want to do a little shout out. And of course, I want to thank Danny Bonson. She is, God, a personal trainer. She's got so many things going on. You got to go to her website, Studio Soul, and it's Soul Fit Solutions. That's SOL. fitsolutions.com right there in Camarillo. And not only that, every Monday and Wednesday she has a workout at the ranch there, and everyone's welcome. There's like so many things that she does. There's the stretch core yoga fusion and the Tabata hit. And so I would love to share her with you. And again, there's just so many things that she can help you as summer is here. And I'm sure Danny can help you. So definitely give Danny a call at 805-732-4836. That's Studio Soul. All right. And I know we want to give something away really quick.
Yeah, we have two more gift certificates to give away. We have Pete's Breakfast House. Have a hearty breakfast with the freshest ranch eggs and farm produce in town at 2055 East Main Street, Ventura. We have two of those to give away.
Okay.
And we have two Urbane Cafe.
Ooh, there you go.
A healthy gourmet brunch located at 4960. Telephone Road, Ventura. Call us at 805-419-0008. Give your name, number, and email, and a team member will call you back.
There you go. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day? without the risk of being put under or heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires. Looking for a non-intimidating atmosphere to work out among friends? Studio Soul can help you with a clean, comfortable private studio with resources to help you get fit and build your functional strength. Find out about upcoming wellness retreats as well as fun classes and workshops. Take your health to the next level with the help of personal trainer and health educator Danny Banson by your side. Contact Studio Soul, 805-732-4836. That's 805-732-4836. Or visit their website at www.soulfitsolutions.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, I do want to remind you of our next hour. In our next hour, we are going to be talking about Behind the Clutter, Truth, Love, and Meaning and Purpose with June. And then we're going to be talking with Dr. Eldridge on the topic of overindulged children suffer higher rates of mental illness. That's kind of interesting, yeah. You know. I want it, and I want it now, right? You know, we were just talking about that. Also, we were going to be talking with Dr. Eldridge on the topic of overindulged children. But then lastly, we got Ben Unseth from Project Understanding. So we got a lot of stuff that we're going to be talking with, and I hope that you stay with us all the way through to 8 o'clock. Right now, we're talking with Darren Selfridge, and we're talking about his business, Compass Consulting. But not only that, is really the background of, you know, really just entrepreneur spirit and just the help that he has in helping other people and businesses really kind of honor where they're going and the support of the nonprofits that you do.
Absolutely. And I can attest to this because, you know, and Darren can attest to this. I'll give him a call and I'll tell him I have an idea. And anybody who knows me hates those words.
Yeah.
Because I have an idea means a lot of work.
Well, you're such a detail person.
Yes. A lot of work, but the end result is something beautiful and something that is rewarding and something that inspires. So I can attest that any time I have an idea, Darren has never let me down.
That's awesome.
If the technology exists, he will make it happen.
Wow.
And that is between the commercials we do, the videos we do, the website we do. I mean, so if you have an idea, he is definitely a man that you call and he will make it happen.
There you go. Well, I definitely got to get with you, Darren, because I think there's so many things that we could do together. The one thing that I wanted to have you kind of help us with is, you know, the internet is so, we think we're safe on it. And, you know, we think that maybe our phones, we have it on our, you know, up in the clouds. When is it safe to, you know, put our IDs in there or what, you know, what's safe and what's not?
Yeah, really good question.
Thank you.
You know, security is the fastest growing segment of IT
right.
by far, and there's a very good reason for that. You know, I hate to be a fear monger, but it can be dangerous out there. But I also think that there are some pretty good precautions that everybody can take that are really not that difficult. That will really keep you safe. You know, anything from simple things, you know, making sure that your devices are secured with good solid passwords. You'd be surprised how many accounts and how many networks get hacked just because of poor password policies. You know, don't make it your dog's name and your date of birth or something like that, or password one with a capital P. You know, little things like that.
Oh, here it is. No. Yeah, I love it. Okay. We're all going, oh, great, thanks.
Yeah, I'm often the bearer of bad news, yeah. So, you know, there's simple things like that. You know, email security. There are a lot of different solutions out there to protect your email. You know, anything from the offerings that you get from your internet service providers to more robust offerings where it's an actual web security service. We offer things like that from our cloud services, you know, security products such as web filtering and email filtering and spam protection and things of that nature. So those are always a good idea. a lot of it is just to be suspicious all the time.
Hmm.
You know, I hate to say that because it sounds so negative, but it doesn't have to be a bad thing. You know, if it's unexpected, question it, I always say.
Yeah, you know, when like you're on your computer and it says update now, and I'm like, wait, are we supposed to update this? Do we? And my husband's like, no. You know, it's like, okay, you know, how do you know when to update? How do you know? I mean, you know, there's things that are on your programs, but I mean, that's probably another confusing thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So oftentimes, you know, there was a virus that was going around a year or two ago. It's still out there. I think it was called Microsoft or Windows Security Center or something like that. It was a drive, what they call a drive-by virus. In other words, all you had to do was visit a website. And then a message would pop up and say that you had all these infections and they could help you. And then you'd click on it, and then they would encrypt all your files and ask you for money. And that's what they call ransomware.
Nice. Yeah, there you go. Darren, pleasure talking with you, and
Darren, if you could give out Compass Consulting's information, how to get a hold of you.
Well, I was going there. You just didn't tell. Sure. I know he's got your back. He's got your back. But anyways, I want to say thank you so much. I definitely want to talk to you, and I want to have you in our studio. I apologize for any mix-up there. I definitely want people to learn how they can work with you and how they can find you.
Well, thank you very much. Company name is Compass Consulting, and our website is www.compassconsult.com, not compassconsulting.com, compassconsult.com.
Okay.
And our phone number is area code 805-389-0229, and there's always someone there to answer your call.
There you go. Well, thank you so much for being a guest here on our show, and I hope that you share our show with everyone.
I will. Thank you very much, Kim and Chad. It was really a pleasure, and I look forward to meeting you.
You got it.
Thanks,
all right. Darren. We are at the end of our first hour, and I do want to invite you to our second hour. And, of course, we always end our shows with a moment of happiness. And today's is always do your best now. What you plant now, you will harvest later. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Slipping away. Sitting on a pillow, waiting for night to fall. Girl in a dream, sitting on a pillow. This is the night.